affliction and agenda of the enemy in your life, today is the expiry date in Jesus' name. All right. You are permanently whole in Jesus' name. Give the Lord a big clap of hand. Wave your hands and give him a big clap and a shout of praise. Bigger, bigger, bigger clap and a louder shout of praise. Father, we worship you. Father, we worship you. Father, we worship you. Father, we honor you. We adore you. Be glorified. Isaiah chapter 43 and in verse 17, 18. I'll read 18 and 19. Remember not, ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. He said, behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Did we see that just now? Where mountains were blocking the roads of people, and he came and made the way and made bridges across rivers. He will do the same for you in Jesus' name. Genesis chapter 1, verse 4 and verse 5. And God saw the light, that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. God saw that it was good. I am speaking on the subject, maximizing the junctions of life. Maximizing the junctions of life. The meaning of it, by way of objective, is understanding what it takes to end a phase and enter a new phase. Ending a phase and entering a new phase, that junction. That junction. There is every signal in the realm of the spirit that we are at a major junction. As individuals, as families, as the church, the body of Christ, as a ministry, dunamis, as a nation, we are at a major junction. And the middle of the year is a prophetic junction. I mean, physically we are ending the first half of the year tonight and stepping into the second half of the year tomorrow. So we are at the middle, at a junction. Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 1, all the way to verse 3. Say a prayer of Habakkuk, the prophet upon Shigayonoth. O Lord, I have heard thy speech and was afraid. O Lord, revive thy work in the middle of the year. In the midst of the years, make known. In wrath, remember mercy. In the midst of the year. Translates also to the middle of the year. It's a junction where manifestations are expected. Now, one of the most difficult things for most people to do is how to manage a junction. How to manage a transition of life. How to move from one phase and step into another phase. Now, the management of a junction is important for three reasons. Number one, how you manage a junction determines whether you will proceed in the right direction. How you manage a junction, because
a junction, you could mix road.
It determines whether you will proceed in the right direction. No wonder he said in Jeremiah chapter 6 verse 16, he says, stand in the ways and ask, which one is the right way? It determines whether you will proceed in the right direction. Secondly, how you manage a junction determines whether you can achieve acceleration or speed. Many people's lives are slowed down because at the transitions or junctions of life, they didn't know what to do and they didn't do the right thing. At that junction, he said, write the vision, make it plain that he may run that readeth it. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 2 to 3. So if you don't know what to do at that place, it is impossible to run with speed. You know, when you don't know where you are going, speed is useless. When you don't know where you are going, you are hesitant. Thirdly, how you manage a junction determines whether you will arrive at the right destination. It determines whether you will arrive at the right destination. We are here at the junction tonight. He said the vision is for an appointed time. At the end, it will speak. Habakkuk chapter 2 and verse 3. So there is an end that God wants to lead his people to. But how you handle the junctions of your life, the phases, the transition phases of life, it determines whether you will arrive where God wants you to arrive. Now, what do you do at the junctions of life? What do you do? What are the requirements for maximizing junctions? Number one, appreciation. Appreciation for where you are coming from. An appreciation in advance for where you are going. God saw the light and it was good. He appreciated it. Genesis chapter 1 verse 4 and 5. And he kept on appreciating at all the junctions. He appreciated it. It is true that you are not where you want to be yet. But it is possible you are not where you used to be. It's very, very possible you are not where you used to be. So it is very, very important to appreciate God who brought you from there to here. He will take you from here to there. Can somebody say a louder amen? What do we do at the junctions of life? Number one, appreciation. Just appreciation. Appreciation. And the appreciation is for where you are coming from and even for where you are going. Yep. Number two, revelation. Number two, desperation. Desperation. At that junction, you are desperate. Desperate for what? To know what is next. What do you have in store for me? What is your plan? What is on your mind? Hosea chapter 6, verse 3 said, then shall we know if we pursue to know, if we follow on to know. If you don't know where you are going, you will not like where you end. Because the road you follow determines the place you end. So you are desperate. To live life to chance is to have no chance. You don't just step into a month or step into a season or step into a phase or step into a dimension expecting things to happen by themselves or expecting things to unfold by themselves. I am personally fully aware of what God is about to do in my life at this junction. And I'm very desperate for it. Desperation. So, number one is appreciation. That appreciation is for where you are coming from, where he brought you from, and where he's taking you to. That's right. Where you are going. His help you have experienced so far. Appreciation. Then number two is desperation. Number three is revelation. This revelation is what causes you to have the details of what God wants to do with your in your life at this season. And the revelation comes from inquisition or inquiry. Jeremiah chapter 6 verse 16, then shall we know if we follow on to know the Lord. Or rather, stand ye in the ways and see and ask for the old paths. Where is the good way? And walk therein, and you shall find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk therein. Jeremiah chapter 33 verse 3, he said, call unto me, and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things which you don't know about the phase you are in, the season you are in. And then we already read, then shall we know if we follow on to know. So it's important, as we give appreciation, you possess desperation, you have some clue, some slight clue. You may not know everything, but have some idea of what is about to happen around your life. After revelation is expectation. You see, they move from one to another. Appreciation, and then you become desperate. Desperation will give birth to revelation. And then revelation will birth expectation. You have something you are expecting. Right? You are not just hoping for nothing. You are expecting something. He said, at the end he shall speak. So you are looking forward to something. In Habakkuk chapter 2 and in verse 3, write the vision, make it plain. And you know that expectation determines experience. Where there is no expectation, there can be no experience. Where there is no expectation, there can be no manifestation. So that the year does not come and end like that. The phase does not come and end like that. The season does not just come and end like that. You are armed and equipped with expectation. Revelation fuels expectation. And from expectation, number 5 is activation. Activation. You now take your expectation and activate it, that it may run that readeth it. I am expecting God to change my story in this way, so I'm going to run at the place of prayer. You run it by prayer. You run with it in relevant action. Thank God we have a 7-day prayer program starting from tomorrow. And we are running and activating what God has in mind for us in this second phase. You got the revelation in 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 18. Then you are warring with it. You say the prophecy is gone over you. The revelation, the insight, whatever you receive from the Lord. You took it and you are warring with it to make it to come to pass. You activate it. And of course, the outcome of activation is manifestation. At the end, it shall speak. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a louder amen. Somebody say a louder amen. Somebody shout the loudest amen. I believe that it is a new season for somebody here. I prophesy the spirit of prayer and intercession, the spirit of grace and supplication upon you. I decree the spirit of wisdom and revelation. Overnight tonight, Jehovah shall encounter you, give you a visitation. A revelation of where he wants to take you to. A revelation of what he wants to do with your life. And I tell you, no devil can stop it. Stand on your feet with a loud shout of amen. A louder shout of amen. The loudest shout of amen. Look at your neighbor and say, proceed with appreciation. Back it up with desperation. Connect revelation. Possess expectation. Move in activation, and you will experience manifestation. Woo! 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 I have already told you what God is about to do within the first 7 days of July for your life, for my life, for our church, for our nation, for your family. It's what you have not seen in the last 7 years. Say a louder amen.
The other part of the story, I will leave you to go and handle it at home. That is desperation, revelation, expectation, activation, manifestation. The first one, we'll do it here. Appreciation. Okay? Appreciation. Thank you, Lord, for where you brought us from. And thank you, Lord, for where we are now. We'll pray that prayer for 1 minute and then do a praise and celebration for 7-8 minutes and we are set for the communion. Lift your hands and say, Father, thank you for your goodness and your mercy. Thank you for where you brought me from. Thank you for where I am now. Father, I may not be where you want me to be, but I am happy. I am grateful that I am not where I used to be. I am not where the devil wants me to be. I thank you, Lord, because I am alive. And because I have breath, I will give you praise. I thank you, Lord, because I am joined to the living God. And because I am joined to the living God, there is hope for my life. There is hope for my family. Open your mouth and speak to God. There is hope. There is hope. There is hope. Masha toko bagadagalagada. There is hope. There is hope. There is hope. I am joined to the living God, and there is hope. I am joined to the living God, and there is hope. I am joined to the living God, and there is hope. I am joined to the living God, and there is hope. Lito si preda badaya hashanabala. Lemerito kozagadagala yalala hashta. I am joined to the living God, and there is joined to the living God, and there is hope. Thank you, Master. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a shout of victory. If there is a pending testimony from this session of ministration and you want to share, one of our ministers will wait over there. And then for the next 7 minutes, I'd like you to dance as if you are in your bedroom and nobody's watching you. And you are playing Kwakrekwa song. You know Kwakrekwa? And nobody's watching you. Alright, and just behave as if nobody is around you. Just celebrate God because something is about to explode. Give him a shout of victory. Let's go. Are you ready?
People's hands, people's feet, people's lives. life. Every chain that has tied your life is breaking right now. Prison doors are opening and freedom is happening. In the marriage that you are in.
La 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 la
Crossover mid-year praise from the middle of the year, from one half to another like this before. The meaning of that is, you are about to see testimonies that you have not seen before, to hear manifestations you have not heard before. Shout the loudest, amen. Give the Lord a shout of praise as you take your seat.
Hallelujah. Sister Uche from United States of America, Sister Ikechukwu Perpetua, and Sister Oge Ikoku.
Where are the brothers? Sister.
Ikechukwu Perpetua, Oge Ikoku, and Sister Uche.
Don't tempt me.
Hallelujah. So, this is Sister Uche. Sometime in February, she encountered her mother in the house who blessed her with $100 notes. And since then, it has been financial favor from one level to the other. As if that was not enough, she also encountered the servant of God in a dream, who imparted her with the spirit of exploits. Now, in the United States of America, she has been rewarded and awarded for her excellence in humanitarian activities. As if that was not enough.
Awarded from where?
United States of America. For her humanitarian activities.
United States Congress. That is very important.
United Nations as well.
Nations, that's very important. Mm-hmm. We need to know specifically.
Mm-hmm. And I brought my award. It's in the hotel. I just don't have it here with
yes.
me. Yeah, I brought
still around so we can see the award. Do you understand what I'm saying? When the Congress is not the House of Representatives. I respect our own, but they are still coming up. They are still coming up. Very soon it will be where it should be. By the power of God. Congress, UN, award. Congratulations. More to come in Jesus' name. Mother in the Lord gave you dollars, right? Mother in the Lord, where's my own? If that is how to share to explode, I need my own. Go ahead.
Sister Ikechukwu Perpetua. Sister Ikechiku Perpetua had had all kinds of dreams where she sees herself always naked. And it became of a serious concern to her. Until the prayer that went for today, yesterday, as the prayer went for, she saw the servant of God who pulled her out on that crowd and gave her a big cloth to cover herself.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Every situation of shame, nakedness, and vulnerability, tonight it is arrested. Jehovah God will cloth you, will cover you, and deliver you from every trace of enemy reproach. In Jesus' precious name. Congratulations. It is done.
Sister Oge Koko, for the past 1 year, anytime she dreams, she sees herself on the road, endless road, full of darkness. If she turned to the right, darkness. Turned to the left, darkness. Became a serious thing to her. And it also affected her life physically. Nothing was working. Always in depth here and there, until today, as the word of God went forth, she saw a mighty hand brought her from that darkness, and the light was lit over her. And now she says,
congratulations. Darkness is over. Give the Lord a praise. Lift up your right hand everywhere you are. Very, very, really, really sharp. For God to work on your life, you must belong to Him. When a person begins to walk on a farmland that is not his, it is called trespass. God needs a legal title to your life so that the devil does not accuse him of trespass. You need to come to that point where it is clear to God, clear to the witches and wizards, clear to territorial powers who owns you. God cannot be a subject of satanic litigation. The God of the whole earth cannot trespass. That is why some people's case, God is helpless. That was why Satan stood beside the high priest Zechariah. Joshua the high priest, because he was wearing a demon identity. A filthy garment. Until God sent the angel to take care of that situation. You want to say, Lord, you own me. There is no argument. No devil can argue me. There can be no contention. You know, after Moses rebelled against God, Satan was contending for his body. There can be no contention over my life, over who owns me. God, you own me. And I want it to be very clear. Stand up on your feet and come forward and make it clear to God and to everyone who cares to know that God owns your life. So that God can have the license to work on you without satanic inhibition, without satanic accusation, without demonic confrontation, and without any form of satanic litigation. Quickly, the Bible calls him the accuser of the brethren. He accuses them day and night. That one is not yours. You can't do anything for him. That one is messing up. You can't talk. You can't change his life. You can't change her life. Give the Lord a praise at the count of seven. While they are coming, we can also take communion positions and then get set for the communion. Quickly, celebration. Lord, I give you my heart. Go ahead.
Lord, I give one. My heart.
Come and surrender your life to Jesus. Come and make your way straight with him.
I live for you, Lord. Every breath that I
breathe.
Every moment I'm away.
Have your way, Lord.
Have your way, Lord.
I give you my heart.
I give you my soul.
I live for you alone.
Lord, every breath that I breathe.
Every moment I'm away. Have your way, Lord.
Have your
Everybody say, Lord. I live for you, Lord.
Every breath that I take,
every moment I'm away.
Every
every moment I'm away. In me.
Place your right hand on your chest if you are still there and you are battling with an addiction, a smoking addiction, tobacco addiction, marijuana addiction, alcoholic addiction, or any form of addiction. Tonight is your night. Place your right hand on your chest as you pray this prayer with me. Quickly step forward and join us as well. But we'll start praying while you are coming. Join us. I want to stop smoking. I want to stop drinking. I want to stop marijuana. I want to stop Indian hemp. I want to stop gambling and betting and 419 and fraud. I want to stop all these things. You quickly step forward here. And those coming, yes, go ahead. Come forward, please. Come forward. Place your right hand on your chest now, everyone. Lift your other hand up and say after me, Lord Jesus. Pray it louder. Lord Jesus, I come before you today. I ask for forgiveness for my sins. Today, I have decided to follow you. No turning back. From today, forward ever, backward never. Help me to live for you and help me to love you. Thank you, Master. In Jesus' name, amen. I pray for you today. I declare the hold of sin broken. Grace to live for God is released upon you. I call it done. In Jesus' precious name, amen.